You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Mariners' struggles are kind of continuing, so they're still above 500, but this has been a pretty rough stretch for them. I'm Allison Twitter, and I'm here with Greg Johns, who obviously covers the Mariners all the time, so let's ask him about that. Greg, my goodness, let's start with the rotation, which has had a lot of injuries to very, very key pitchers. We know about Felix, but also Taijuan Walker. So he's having some issues, but can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, it's a foot problem, and he's been able to pitch with it, but not pitch very deep into games. And it's in the arch of his foot, he's got a tendon, and basically when he pushes off the rubber, it starts to flare up, and when he digs in and really wants to throw up a heater, and that's a big pitch for him, he's got to push off hard, and it hurts, and it starts building up on him. So they pulled him after 3 2/3 innings in Tampa when it just started to bother him. They kept him out. They just figured they'd tape it, worked on it, thought he was okay for his next start, and he went out and pitched 5 scoreless at Fenway Park and had a lead there and seemed to be doing all right. But after 88 pitches, they took him out early, and after the game, explained that that foot indeed was bothering him enough so that they've sent him back to Seattle to get MRI on that and see what's going on. So definitely a concern. They're already shorthanded, as you mentioned, with Felix and now Wade Miley going on the DL. So you basically got 3 of your starters, 2 on the DL for a couple more weeks at least, and Walker now an issue. So what was a strength of this team and their starting rotation suddenly being hit, and sometimes it happens, Allison, and that's kind of where they're at right now.
Yeah, so Wade Miley, it's a sore shoulder, and it's a throwing shoulder, which is alarming, but he feels like he's expecting to come off the DL. He's eligible at June 28th, so he feels pretty confident that he's going to be able to come off.
Yeah, that one seems pretty minor, although anytime you get anything in that shoulder, of course, red flags go up, and that's why they're being careful with him. They put him on the DL, backdated to his previous start, so he should only miss 2 starts, really, if they can get away with it and get him back on the 28th, as they expect. He's already back out throwing some light catch and seems to be feeling okay. So it wasn't a major issue. It says that he said it was something that was just kind of nagging him, and he hasn't been pitching real well. They just thought, hey, we'll sit him down and let that thing clear up and hopefully reduce any problem before the long term. And when they did that, they weren't quite certain on Walker being a problem. So whether they would have done that knowing Walker's now an issue as well, I don't know. But sometimes careful and caution is the wise thing to do with pitching. So they do think Miley's okay. Felix is starting to feel better. His calf is, he's kept him out. He's missed 4 starts now. And he's starting to play some catch, and things are feeling better there. But probably going to be the All-Star break, probably after the All-Star break when he comes back. So still a little time for him as well.
So they made a trade for Zach Lee, and I love I'm a skeptic by nature, especially when I'm viewing this from the outside, and I'm not fully invested in anything. So okay, so it's a minor deal. They assigned him to AAA, but he's a right-handed starter. Of course, Jerry DePoto says it's not related to what's going on with the current injury situation, but I have to question that. It's good to have reinforcements, and it's good to have some depth. But it does seem like maybe they're preparing for what could be a pretty long second half. You don't really plan for injuries, but you can't really discount them. But I guess he would provide some depth if they needed it.
Sure, and for DePoto's instance, he's been saying since he arrived here, hey, we got to get better pitching depth. We need pitching depth at the AAA level, and you're going to need those guys over the course of the year. I think at the time he was thinking they would need them all, this month. But as it turns out, they're starting to test that depth. And you're adding an arm. Zach Lee is a guy that's going to move into AAA. And if they need him, sure, they could bring him up. They got some other guys. Cody Martin is a guy who could come up. He's also on the 40-man. So, they've got some options there. Don Roach is a guy they liked in spring. So Joe Wieland's a guy they traded for last year, kind of a similar guy that's kind of that AAA type guy that they can – bring up. So they've got some options there, but from their perspective, and I think most teams, you can't have enough. And sometimes when you need to start testing that depth, you want the guy that's pitching well. You want a guy, and they think Zach Lee is a guy with some upside. Hasn't pitched real well this year, but was a very top high prospect in the Dodgers previous years, and a guy they kind of hoping to get turned around. He's a strike thrower kind of guy they like, and you know, this, they want to see what they've got, and he could be a guy, indeed, if they have to keep going deeper, that he could be a guy in that mix pretty soon.
Yeah, so they've lost a ton of close games, and sometimes that is a good indication that it's a better team that they're playing, you know, even if they just lose these really close games. Unless you're a team like the A's last year, where all they did was lose close games, and then they ended up having a terrible season. Sometimes these things end up kind of evening out. But what have you sort of gleaned from the stretch of where they're in it, but they're not winning them?
Yeah, I think we're definitely seeing some of the evening out, and I think there's some reason for it we can get into. But if you want to just look at the numbers, you know, May 26th, they were 28-18, Allison, the game and a half up in the West, and everything seemed real rosy. Since then, in that stretch, they'd gone 9-1 in one-run games from a stretch from April 20th to May 26th. 9-1 in one-run games. Since then, 0-8 in one-run games, and they've fallen off the map, 8-16 overall. Look at the Rangers, 17-4 in one-run games. I mean, this is why those differences you can get into, but the fact that there is that difference is why they're 9.5 back now. I mean, 0-8 in one-run games, you turn that around, split it in half even, and you're pretty much still in the picture. So Texas is just amazing. They just keep seeming to win those games. So why is that? I mean, hey, the Mariners, it's not just pitching. You look at that stretch that they've started to lose. That's when Ketel Marte went on the DL. It's when Leonis Martin went on the DL, and their defense suddenly got a little suspect, and they started losing some of those close games. And right after that, they start getting those guys back, but now you start to lose some starting pitching, and now they're leaning on the bullpen a lot more, and those guys are starting to crack a little bit. So it's little things that add up make a big difference, and little things in one-run losses certainly is something you can look at and why they've really, really dropped here in the last since the start of this month. So, it's been interesting and difficult to watch from a Mariners perspective to see them kind of just sliding down that AL West while Texas just keeps winning those close games and suddenly gone from a game and a half back to 9.5 up in a very short span, which is, significant.
Yeah, it's hard. You have to sort of tread water while you're waiting for your rotation to get back to what it can do, and these things tend to happen. It's taxing on the bullpen. It just kind of affects everything. So anyway, I still have confidence in those Mariners. I think they're still going to be in this thing in September. So, Greg, thank you so much. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
You bet, Allison. Good talking to you.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.